800-922-9000. Join me in nature's largest stage, Alaska.
KMOX, KMOX HD, St. Louis.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Someone who doesn't like...
What's that sound? What's that sound? Searching for the sound. You like the sound of the men.
I like the sound of that.
I really like the sound of that.
It's a beautiful sound.
You have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
The sound of music.
The sound of music lives here.
That sounds wonderful.
Welcome to the Thursday Night Music Club on The Carney Show.
Yeah, it is. Let's get it started, shall we? And she is Slammin' Sammy Sound and joins us for all things musical around town. And hello there, Samantha.
Hello, my lovely.
How are you?
Fantastic.
What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, my gosh. What's not going on?
I don't know. Tell me.
In my little forest.
Which one would be easier? What's going on or what's not going on?
What's going on?
All right. Well, you know, before we get into the music stuff, let's start where we always start, in your philanthropic arm. The other one looks very nice, too, by the way. But playitforwardstl.org and your efforts to get instruments into the hands of high school kids who wouldn't otherwise have the gift of music in their world. And you're doing a darn fine job with it, too.
Truly we are. And today, this morning, Jackie Poor with HECTV.
Love her.
Education Channel. Mm-hmm. She's actually created a mini documentary for us, and we went to Mallinckrodt Elementary School today. And I was with the band Savage Amusement, which is our friends Jeff Meyer and Wes Stillman. Took a couple of musicians with me today, and we delivered about $400 worth of instruments to an assembly of K through fifth.
That's got to make you feel good.
Oh my God.
How fun.
It really is a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. What about the donations? And get more instruments so you can go to more assemblies.
There is so much coming in. It's almost getting difficult to go and get them. And then Wes was kind of playing around with their piano and caught one of the keys was kind of sticking. So he posted on his Facebook and he asked, I don't know, he said, if I can get 180 friends to give me 50 cents, we can come up with $90. And by sure, people are plugging right along and putting money on the PayPal account and making donations just to fix the piano.
Yeah.
Which will cost $90 to fix.
$90 to fix. Is it per key?
No.
$90?
No, I think it's just the issue with the piano.
How about your quest for music stands? Any luck on that front?
No. I don't understand why I can't find music stands.
You got it. You need like, what, 25, something like
I
that?
I need like 28.
All right. Call the symphony.
I did. And they go, oh, yeah, you can come and borrow some. I'm like, well, that's not really what I meant.
Well, do it. Go down and borrow them. Some, just give them another name. Tell them you're somebody else completely. Oh, yeah. I'll get these right back to you, no problem. They'll be fine. They've got corporate support and everything.
Yeah, they could probably purchase a whole new 28 set of them. But
what
not
I'm saying.
Us.
Play it forward to SDL.org for more information. And what's the skinny on the documentary? Any idea when we're going to see that?
Well, the one with HECTV will come out, I believe, February 18th.
Good.
And then the one that we're shooting with Devin Allman will come out probably spring, summer. And we shot that last week at the Moonrise Hotel.
Oh, good. Just talked to Devin, too, and he's going to be in here before too long.
Oh, good.
With the band, with their new release, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, you should be. You should be. It's fantastic.
Be fun. All right, let's get on to the music at hand. It sounds
Can I introduce my girlfriend?
But to whom?
To everybody.
Oh, sure.
This
Absolutely.
This is Kathy. Say hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How's it going? Yeah.
This is her first John Carney experience.
Mm. Pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is. So.
Yeah, you'll never call. They never do. Okay. Well, is Kathy going to introduce the music?
I'll go ahead and do it, but I just want to introduce my girlfriend.
No, that's okay. She can do it if she wants to.
No, any way
you want to handle it. Okay. All right. So who's where? What's going on? Come on. Time's money.
Okay. Well, I figured that since Jerry Rafferty just passed, which was very heartbreaking to me because I loved all his music. Super Jam does a great rendition of Baker Street, and I thought we'd go ahead and spin that tonight.
Super Jam is who and where do they play? Don't you usually throw the plugs into for stuff like that?
Well, they'll be at the House of Rock tonight and also tomorrow night, and then on Saturday they'll be at Brewski's in Florissant, Missouri. This is a band I've been telling you about that's a collective amount of musicians. They got together. They're doing
like
the Super Jam.
It's like a Build-A-Bear workshop for rock and roll.
Kind of a thing like that. Yeah, these guys are really good.
It is. We played this before. I enjoyed it immensely. This, Super Jam, and a tribute to a man we lost this week who gave us this tune. from Steeler's Wheel and Beyond, Jerry Rafferty. Thursday Night Music Club on Camo X. That really is terrific, and super jam. And they play every Thursday at the House of Rock.
And they started just doing Thursdays, but now they're branching out and playing on the weekend. So if you don't go out on a Thursday night, you can catch them tomorrow night at the same place, House of Rock, Ronnie's Plaza, 9 o'clock, $5 to get
in.
And
what an interesting song to cover in this day and age.
It's super jam. It's all the songs you grew up with. I gave you that little piece to read. Aren't you going to read it?
No, I'm union. You go ahead. You read it.
This is a description of Super Jam. This is it. The band you've been waiting for. Playing the songs you want to hear again. Think Busch Stadium, 1982, 5 p.m. And your big sister's talking to you, taking you to first concert. She's high and her boyfriend's a douche, but that doesn't really matter. His car stereo is a Kenwood Super Tuner with a 100-watt power booster, and it sounds good, damn good. And you enter the venue, the lights, the sound, the smell, the rock. Super jam.
Mm-hmm.
That says it all.
Have you been getting enough sleep?
Not really. Okay. Can you tell?
All right. Do we have more music?
Yeah, we got more.
Or just more stories to tell?
No, we got more, man. All right.
Turn this place into Casey.
I'm in super jam mode right now. Well,
tell us. Who else? Where else?
Okay. How Carry else? The Zero. One of my new faves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They will be playing on Friday night, that's tomorrow night, at Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois, from 9 to 1. And then you can also catch them at Pop's Nightclub on Saturday from midnight till 5:30 a.m.
I had a couple of those Pop's gigs. Those were so bizarre, where we'd set up and start playing at like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. Very strange.
I've been to those shows, and you know, at 5:30, they're still hundreds of people there.
Well, you get the whole, bar crowd of people that were working the bars, as well as the people that are getting kicked out of bars at 3. So all of a sudden, you get a new group of revelers.
Man. Okay. You only want to do it every once in a while.
Carry the Zero.
Carry the Zero. You can check them out, carrythezerostl.com. You can find them on Facebook. And this is actually one of my favorite songs. It's a cover song. It's from the Black Crowes. It's called She Talks to Angels. And this is a live version that they did at the Hard Rock Cafe.
She never mentioned the word addiction in a certain company. She tells you she's a bumper after you meet her family. She gives a smile when the pain comes. The pain gonna make everything. Says she talks to
Nazero and some shows coming up with them around town. Slam and Sammy Sound from the Sound telling us about some area groups and stuff going on and music. Da, 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 da. And we got another one to do, so we'll do that, shall we? No intro to read about this, though.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm back to you.
Oh. Hello.
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 This guy is Lou Patterson.
This guy.
The band is called World's Best Band, KL2. And I've actually just become a huge fan of this person individually. He's just an amazing supporter of Play It Forward and much love about that. So we don't have any shows to announce. They're booking some stuff for the end of January, but we didn't have anything confirmed, so we can announce that maybe some other time.
World's Best Band, KL2, and the last part of that meaning what?
Not quite sure.
Didn't ask?
Nope.
Okay. I heard they're going to be on the Jack Carney show.
No.
I saw that on their website, so that's...
Is that your brother, Jack?
Fantastic. No.
Actually, we know that you're John Carney.
No, but KL2 not getting that memo, but that's all right. He's been gone 26 years. I guess mail's a little slow in that part of town. Okay, so no shows to talk about with
no
them.
No shows, but you can definitely check them out on Facebook. Very talented musicians. Their website is KLII-STL.com. And this is off their self-entitled CD, and it's called The Boat. I like it.
All right, we're going to go out with that. Thank you, Sam. Don't forget, playitforwardstl.org for information on how you can help out, too. And, of course, always covering the local music scene. And if you haven't picked up on the concept, if your band does fundraisers and things and helps out Play It Forward, it is a much better chance of getting on the broadcast. Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you, love.
Slamming Sammy Sound coming up. Dazzling Danny D. Stick around. It's the Thursday Night Music Club. Scott,